Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you've committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Jesus was both a healer and a teacher. He ministered to the whole range of people's needs, body, mind, and spirit. When Jesus left this earth, he commissioned the church to carry on with that ministry. Here in James, we see what that meant in practice. The church is called to minister to those who are sick and to pray for them, knowing that God loves to make people better and also to forgive their sins. In recent years, the word holistic has become very popular to describe the way in which God works. In the power of his Spirit, he wants us to be whole people, enjoying him and his world to the full. Many parts of the church have focused on words and preaching and marginalized the healing ministry, but that makes no sense if we're truly following in the footsteps of Jesus. Premier Lifeline offers an amazing ministry to tens of thousands of people every year. When people ring up, they speak with Christians about their needs, which may be physical, mental, or spiritual. In truth, you can't divide people up as neatly as that. If you have a cold, it will definitely affect your mental and spiritual state. And if you're struggling to forgive someone, it's quite likely that it will have physical effects. Healing takes many forms. And when we pray for healing, we will never be entirely sure how God will answer. Whenever I pray for people, I always tell them two things. Firstly, that I'm absolutely convinced of God's ability to heal. And secondly, that I don't know the way in which he will choose to answer their prayer. In prayer, we entrust ourselves into God's loving, healing embrace. So let me ask you a question. For whom are you going to pray for healing today? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that your desire is for everyone to be whole in body, mind, and spirit. Help us both to receive and share your healing touch today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.